It is money time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this wonderful week as well. Thank you for the month. Dear God, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for every good person you have surrounded us with. Dear God, be that glorified in the name of Jesus. Our Lord, our Maker, we ask by, come just as we are before you, confessing every of our sins and iniquities. Please just have mercy upon us in your mercy and forgive us every of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all we do today. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps and direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptation this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our good undertaking we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will in any way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 3. This morning, Genesis chapter 3. By God's grace, let's take it from verse 1 through to verse 7. Genesis 3, verse 1 through to 7. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Hallelujah. This morning, this is episode 3 of God's Royalty. Yesterday, by God's special grace, I was actually talking on the reality of our status, that God created you and I as a royal. He created us a royal. The majesty of God was found upon man. And then you can see how excellently man performed when God was trying to, you know, to test run his invention. That is, that was found in that same, in this same Genesis chapter, chapter number 2. And that was verse 19 and 20. The Bible says God formed every other living thing from the ground and brought them to Adam. And Adam, therefore, did the naming ceremony without any mistake. And as at this point, there was no any educational, you know, system found on earth. No Cambridge, no Harvard, no Oxford, none of the dictionaries and the universities were available. Nobody has ever invented human alphabet, whereby we are reading A, B, C, D today. It was not yet in existence, but Adam was able to perform excellently. That shows the kind of excellency, the kind of royalty that God has confounded upon man. Just like Psalm 82 said, ye are man, ye are gods, ye are gods. All of you are the children of the Most High. But this morning, I quickly want to talk on lust of royal status. Lust of royal status. Something wrong. At this point, we could see how the whole thing transpired. You see, the position that God gave to man, the honor that God conferred on us was, you know, not pleasing to an entity called the serpent. That entity was very, very, you know, dangerous to man. And it's still dangerous to man till this very morning. Whatever we are seeing in the world today is as a result of this wicked animosity that he has been nursing, this malicious envy that he has towards man right from the onset. When you read in the book of Revelations, you can get clearer picture of these things. Let's see Revelation chapter number 12. Let me just, because for time's sake, let me rush down from verse 9, Revelation 12, 9 to 12. I might drop some of it. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Can you see where the name comes? That serpent, the name, that is what the name was, the devil. And Satan, which deceived the whole world, that has always been his trick, to deceive, in order to dethrone. He deceives to dethrone. That is his method. He has never changed his Ethiopia. His Ethiopia will never change his color. No. So, to deceive, that deceived the whole world, he was cast out of, it was cast out into the earth. And the angels and his angels were cast out with him. That is it. And you see, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, strength, and this one is in heaven. Let's see what happened to the earth. The angels were rejoicing after he was defeated, because verse 12 makes us to understand he was defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. Now, let's see verse 12. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens. They were very happy. And ye that dwell in them. Now, see what happened to those that God has created to the world. Now say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. Can you see? Having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a little, he had but a short time. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Lust of royalty. This is the enemy of our royal status. This is the, up to today, is still the enemy of our royal status. He found his way to deceive the woman. And the woman also was able to convince the husband. And the Bible says in verse 6 that the husband also ate the fruit. The husband also ate the fruit. And the result was lust of royalty. The royalty was lost. We lost our royal status. Verse 7 made it clear. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Imagine. Why? Well, the question is this: were they just naked? No. Now, let's move up a bit to verse 25 of chapter number 2. Verse 25 of chapter number 2, which is the last verse that concluded that chapter, the second chapter of the Bible. See what, how it reads. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Hallelujah. Can you see? They were not ashamed. They have been naked, but because of the status, may I tell you, the poverty of a royal can never ever be compared with the rich, with the wealth of commoners, the wealth of the commoner. The nakedness of this royalty, the nakedness of this royal royalty of God here, you see, on them was a glory. Was a glory. So not until they put their hands into sin that they know what is called real nakedness. Yes, the nakedness, the real poverty of the commoner came upon them. This is the lust. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 3, Romans 3, verse number 23, for all have sinned and fall short of God's own glory. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The royalty of God upon us was God's own glory himself. Was God's divinity, God's own nature upon our life. But quite unfortunate, through this animosity that the dragon, the devil, the old serpent was having, because he missed his place in heaven and he was not pleasing with the kind of status that God has conferred on man. He has to come down. Sin of any type will destroy us. No matter how minute the sin can be, that place I just read in Romans 3 said that for all have sinned. And then when you sin, the result is nothing but you will lose God's glory. And chapter 6, the last verse of chapter 6 of that Romans will tell you that the wages of sin is nothing but death. Up to this morning, it has not changed. Since that time, up to date. Up to this very morning, as I'm talking to you, the wages, the payback, the salary, the gain, yes, the dividends of sin still remain debt. As I am talking to you this morning, nothing has changed yet. As at this very morning, nothing has ever changed. Still remain the same. Romans 3:20 and Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can you see? The wages of sin is death. Death of royalty. That royalty will disappear. And God was not in hurry never to tell them these consequences. At onset, when he was placing them in the garden, in chapter number 2 of the book of Genesis, God was never in a hurry. By the time he placed man in the Garden of Eden, from verse 15 downward, that was where he took the man and put him in the garden. The placement. So that garden was our, you know, our location where God, before he created us, he knew what he wanted to create, and he has prepared everything needed there. So that garden was our location where God has created every allocation we need to live our life as royals. Every allocation we need to live our life as royals. But guess what? Immediately there was a breach in the, you know, in the commandment that God gave to them. You shall not eat this. But immediately they ate it, there was trouble. There was trouble there. And what happened? It was not a, you know, a palatable thing. We lost the royalty. You know, when a king lost his position, lost his royalty in the city, what next? Banishment. Banishment was the next thing. They will banish him out of the throne, and we were banished out of the position, out of the location God has created for us. You see, location is very, 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 very important to every man on earth, because it is our location that will determine our allocation. You see, verse number 24, the Bible said, as I round up, let me read that one. Verse 24 of chapter 3, the Bible says, so he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Can you see? We were sent out of the place of life. We were sent to the place of death. That is the simple. We were dethroned from the throne and sent into the bush, forbidden bush. So since then, we find ourselves in this forbidden bush where everything we have been laying our hands upon has been calamity and catastrophe all this while. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. You are God's royal. I am God's royal. But we lost that status. But glory be to God. God willing, tomorrow I take us back to that book of Ephesians where we started back. We see how God in his finite mercy redeemed us back to himself. Yes, he has made that plan before the foundation of the earth. All that needed for you and I to do is for us to know that definitely we've lost something very important, and we need to get it back at all cost. No matter what is going to take, what is going to cost us, we must get it back at all cost. This is all we need. This is all you need. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Lord, have mercy on me. I come back to you. I know I have lost my status. I come back to you confessing every of my sins. Please accept me graciously in your mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails. Johnson Ayo Julius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749 915, or you can also reach out through another line, +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in your ramifications. I make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.